News. I'm Mary Rose. President Trump is putting the world on notice after the U.S. captured and removed Venezuela's sitting president. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Following the military operation, the president said the U.S. is going to control Venezuela during the transition and said other countries should learn a lesson.
This extremely successful operation should serve as warning to anyone who would threaten American sovereignty or endanger American lives.
Nicolas Maduro and his wife were taken from their home on a military base in the Venezuelan capital and are set to face criminal charges in the United States. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The first criminal trial over the delayed law enforcement response to a deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, is scheduled to start Monday. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
It's a rare case in which a police officer could be convicted for allegedly failing to act to stop a crime and protect lives. Gonzalez is charged with 29 counts of child endangerment, and each count carries a possible sentence of up to 2 years in prison. Gonzalez's attorney says his client is innocent and that the public anger is being misdirected. I'm Donna Warder.
Anti-regime demonstrations continue to spread in Iran. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says it proves President Trump's critics are once again wrong about his policies.
After Operation Midnight Hammer, our strike on the Iranian nuclear facilities, the commentariat all pronounced that this would strengthen the regime, that Iranians would rally to the regime. In fact, the exact opposite has happened, and the Iranian people are showing their frustration.
Continetti made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. President Trump signed a New Year's Eve proclamation delaying increased tariffs. This is SRN News. Puerto Rico approves a pro-life law. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Jennifer Gonzalez-Colón, the Republican governor of the U.S. territory, has signed a measure that amends the civil code to read that, quote, every human being is a natural person, including the conceived child at any stage of gestation within the mother's womb. National Right to Life is cheering the new law, saying Puerto Rico's clear and courageous recognition of preborn babies as persons provides a powerful example for lawmakers throughout the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians in India celebrated Christmas last month, but it wasn't easy. More than 80 attacks on Christmas celebrations took place across the country, led by radical Hindu groups. International Christian Concern reports that in the southern state of Kerala, which is generally considered safe for Christians, a group of children taking part in a Christmas carol were attacked. This is SRN News. The Oxford Bus Company in the UK is taking inventory. The company has over 4,000 lost and found items collected in 2025.
Keys, mobile phones, umbrellas, purses, and wallets are among the most common items. But there are things like a bag of rubber ducks, a box of fortune cookies, an inflatable dinosaur costume, a jar of pickled onions, a bicycle tire, and a 22-pound bag of rice. The company says misplacing a personal item can be a stressful experience, and using technology, they return up to 23% of those items.
Bill Alexander reporting. Tech companies looking to plunge billions of dollars into ever bigger data centers to power AI and cloud computing are increasingly being voted down. Communities across the U.S. are learning from each other's battles as data center developers branch out in search of faster connections to power sources. More details at srnnews.com.